Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stay curious and keep exploring. Next Level is a children's science activity book by Emily Colandrelli. Built around 50 hands-on experiments that families can do together using common or easy-to-find materials, as a sequel to her earlier, Stay Curious and Keep Exploring. It extends the same educational model with larger, messier, and more varied projects designed to make science feel approachable at home. The book combines step-by-step experiment instructions with illustrations, materials lists, note-taking sections, and short contextual explanations that connect each activity to real-world science. Its purpose is not only to entertain, but to teach children how to observe, ask questions, form hypotheses, and record results. It also includes profiles of notable figures in science history, especially women in STEM, which adds historical context and broadens the book beyond simple activity-based learning. The result is a family-friendly STEAM resource that blends experimentation, explanation, and scientific thinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sequel structure that expands the original home science format. The book is clearly designed as a follow-up to Emily Colandrelli's earlier experiment collection, but it is not a simple repetition of the same formula. The emphasis on bigger, bolder, and messier projects signals an expansion in scale and variety, while keeping the same family-accessible structure. This matters because the book is aimed at readers who already enjoy hands-on science and want a second volume with fresh material rather than a revised edition of the first. By keeping the format familiar, with illustrations, materials, and guided steps, the book lowers the barrier to use. At the same time, the sequel concept lets it deepen the experience for returning readers by offering new themes and more adventurous experiments. In practical terms, the book functions as both a standalone activity guide and a continuation of a broader science learning series. That positioning helps it serve families, homeschoolers, and teachers who want a dependable, repeatable model for at-home experimentation without feeling like they are recycling the same activities. Secondly, experiments are organized around memorable science themes. A major strength of the book is its thematic organization. Rather than listing random experiments, it groups activities into categories such as superhero science, scary science, bubbles, water, outdoor experiments, glowing things, science with friends, food science, color science, and the human body. This structure helps readers move through the book based on interest, setting, or available materials, which is especially useful in family contexts where attention spans and age ranges vary. The themed approach also makes science feel less fragmented. Children are more likely to remember an experiment when it is connected to a recognizable idea, like glow, motion, chemistry, or the body. The categories also make the book more usable as a reference, since parents or educators can quickly find an activity that fits a holiday, a rainy day, a playdate, or a lesson topic. In category terms, the book is not trying to survey all science equally. Instead, it curates experiences that are visually engaging and likely to produce strong reactions, which supports curiosity and follow-up discussion. Thirdly, the book teaches scientific method through doing, not lecturing. The instructional design is centered on scientific practice rather than passive explanation. Each experiment encourages readers to make a hypothesis, follow instructions, observe outcomes, and record notes. That sequence is important because it introduces the logic of science as a process of testing and revising ideas, not just producing a fun result. The book reportedly includes prompts that help children think like scientists, which gives it educational value beyond simple craft book entertainment. This approach is particularly effective for younger readers because the experiments are concrete and sensory, making abstract ideas such as variable, cause, and effect easier to grasp. The note-taking sections reinforce observation and comparison, which are core habits of scientific learning. In a family setting, this also creates room for adults to ask follow-up questions instead of simply supervising. The result is a book that uses entertainment to support inquiry-based learning. Its real contribution is that it helps children understand that experiments are not magic tricks. They are structured ways of exploring why everyday phenomena happen the way they do. Fourthly, common materials make the experiments accessible to a wide audience. Accessibility is one of the book's defining features. The experiments are built around materials that can usually be found at home or purchased easily, which reduces cost and planning barriers. This is a significant advantage in the science experiment category, where many books rely on specialized kits or hard-to-find supplies. By making the activities practical for ordinary households, the book is usable for families, homeschool programs, classroom enrichment, clubs, and informal group settings like birthday parties or playdates. The use of common materials also supports repeat use, since parents can turn to the book whenever they need an indoor activity or a low preparation science project. In educational terms, this accessibility broadens participation. Children do not need advanced equipment to see chemistry, physics, or biology in action, and adults do not need a science background to facilitate the experiments. That combination makes the book especially effective as a bridge between curiosity and hands-on learning. It turns science into something that can be explored immediately, rather than something reserved for laboratories or formal instruction. Lastly, STEM role models and background facts add context beyond the experiments. The book does more than present activities. It also connects those activities to broader science history and real people in STEM. Its profiles of important figures, especially women who changed science, give the book a contextual layer that many experiment books lack. This matters because it helps children see science as a human enterprise shaped by people, choices, and historical contribution, not just a collection of facts or tricks. Including these profiles can broaden representation and give young readers examples of scientists they may not encounter in standard classroom materials. The background facts and glossary further support comprehension by explaining terms and ideas that might otherwise be unfamiliar. Together, these features make the book more than a do-it-yourself activity collection. They help create a fuller learning environment in which experimentation is paired with vocabulary, history, and scientific identity. For families and educators, this makes the book more adaptable. It can be used for entertainment, for structured learning, or as a springboard into discussions about who gets to be a scientist and how scientific knowledge develops over time. In conclusion, stay curious and keep exploring. Is best suited for families, homeschoolers, classroom teachers, librarians, and caregivers who want science activities that are both hands-on and easy to manage. It is also a strong fit for children who enjoy tactile learning, especially those who respond well to colorful, high-energy experiments rather than text-heavy instruction. The main benefit of the book is that it turns science into an accessible household practice. Children can test ideas, observe outcomes, and record results without needing specialized equipment. That makes it useful not only for entertainment, but also for building habits of inquiry and careful observation. Compared with many other science activity books, it stands out because it combines experiment design with thematic variety, readable guidance, and historical STEM context. The inclusion of science biographies and explanatory notes gives it more depth than a simple project manual, while the common material approach keeps it practical. As a result, it offers a balanced mix of fun, learning, and usability that makes it especially strong in the family STEAM category. If you would like to support Emily Colandrelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.